live from the Bridge Tenders Room on the Joe Page Bridge in Hardin, Illinois. It's the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour 2026. 30 minutes of no-holds-barred discussion about the exciting and dangerous world of professional alligator wrestling.
And once in a while, other topics.
With your host, the eldest of the Ringhausen Brothers, author, inventor, and philosopher, the first banjoist for the New York Philharmonic, and the longtime legal representative of the International Brotherhood of Professional Alligator Wrestlers, a man who still has his class ring, Richard J. Ringhausen. And once again, welcoming back a special guest, well-known song and dance man, self-taught alligator wrestler, and professional couch tester, a man who has Ringhausen blood coursing through his veins, Gregory J. Johnson. And, you ready? Marksman, sculptor, and daredevil, the seven-time world welterweight alligator wrestling champion, and the winner of the silver medal in alligator wrestling at the 1992 Summer Olympics in Barcelona, Spain. A man who means what he says, and says what he means, the youngest of the Ringhausen Brothers and the star of your show, Alan J. Ringhausen.
Giddy up. All right, Johnson, what was that theme song?
I don't know.
That's probably before its time.
Peter Gunn? I don't know.
That wasn't Peter Gunn.
I know.
Unless it's some bastardized version
turn,
of
turn, turn, turn. It's the Avengers.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure. not like the
Marvel Comics?
Not the Marvel Comics.
You're talking about Mrs. Peel and...
Yeah,
and the guy with the bowler hat.
That's the ones, yeah.
Yeah, he resurfaced in the Spinal Tap movies.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Yeah.
I know, I remember that. Patrick McNee.
And she, Mrs. Peel, was in the first first Bond movie.
She was also in the Game of Thrones. She's like a million years old, and she was like the head... Oh. The head woman of Dorne.
Yeah.
And they, like, killed her at the end. She took poison.
Spoiler alert.
Well, I think everyone's watched Game of Thrones has watched it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, she, like, poisoned the little brat kid, didn't she? Yeah, she's pretty cool. Diana Rigg was the stuff.
Diane Rigg. Okay, I couldn't think of
it. Diana Rigg was the stuff back
Diane
in the day.
Diana Rigg, yeah.
Yeah, she was awesome in that.
Okay.
She was more awesome in the Avengers.
Okay, you guys just did the musical Calhoun Entertainment Company.
Yeah, Annie.
Yeah, we did Annie. Yeah.
Does when you're doing that,
it's a hard knock life. It's a hard knock life. When you just hear that through your head, like every time you close your eyes or try to sleep for the next 2 or 3 weeks after the musical.
Does that have that effect on you too, Craig? Or is
a little bit.
Or do you just keep thinking that the sun will come out
tomorrow?
Maybe you're praying that it won't at that point. But here's what
you're just thinking it'd be more like Sweeney Todd and you kill orphans.
Okay. what I was getting at here is small town theatrical production.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you're in the movie Groundhog's Day, but you're in Mayberry?
We just see the same thing over and over and over.
We're going to do what show again this year?
It's only the second time we did, Annie.
Oh, okay.
Had a guy that showed up to watch the show, Annie.
Yeah?
After halftime, he comes up, talks to me, says, great production. He says, and I should know I had some relative that is a Turi production. I've seen Annie like 56 times.
56 times? Is he being punished for something? Wow. Now, let me ask you this. How many shows did you put on? Three?
Four
shows. Yeah. Were our
with dress rehearsals, too.
Okay, were our parents at all four shows?
Our parents, Joe and Sina Ringhausen, were at the last show on Sunday.
But in years past, they would come like three nights in a row.
If one of their kids or grandkids was in it, yeah.
Okay.
Well, one of their kids did some work on it.
I don't think they were showing up.
Announcing.
They weren't showing up three nights in a row for you. Come on.
I was just backstage through the whole thing. But Suzanne said that Mom, like, through the whole thing. What, is Rick out there now? Is Rick there now? No. Rick's not going to be on stage. Thank God.
Did they just get him leave then? Not on stage. Well, come on, Joe.
He did some radio work, and it almost sounded like Dole McIntyre at first, but then...
Oh, you were the guy from Hollywood Squares?
What? Paul Lynn? No.
Not Paul Lynn. The Peter Marshall.
Oh, Peter Marshall.
Jim J. Bullock?
No. I was not. I was a couple of different radio announcers.
Is it Jim J. Bullock or is it J. Jim Bullock?
It's Jim, but there's no I in
it. It's just J.M.
It's J.M. Oh, okay. It's Jim J. Bullock.
You know what's disturbing is that we all know who this guy is.
He was center square, man.
Well, yeah, but he was on Too Close for Comfort.
Yeah.
And hung out with the two hot chicks.
Yeah.
Yeah, that.
That guy.
I know who it is.
Okay.
But no, I was like a political columnist.
No, I think that we spent entirely too much time on Jim J. Bullock already.
Yeah, I'm saying
Rick, I think you need to move on.
I think you need to run the show about 5 minutes past time so I can cut most of that. Any event, during Annie, I was a political commentator who was giving Franklin Roosevelt a hard time on radio.
Oh, okay.
So there. Happy?
Means nothing to me. I thought you were the Peter Marshall character, and that's what was really building you up. Because he does a good job of that. And
Hollywood Squares.
And what's more, Turn Page. Did you do that little bit from... Okay.
No.
Okay. That's the best part in the movie.
Do you have some topic?
Yeah, I do. Okay, here's what I want to do.
All right.
We're going to go around the circle here, yeah, around the horn, and... You have to come up with a subject, and the other two people have to give the top three of all time, the big three.
Give us an example, Alan.
Okay, fast food restaurant.
McDonald's. Big three. McDonald's.
McDonald's.
Wendy. Oh, sorry. You doing yours first?
Go ahead.
I obviously did.
No, give me three. Give me three.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, three?
Yeah.
McDonald's, White Castle, and Burger King.
Okay. Craig,
I'm going to go Wendy's.
You can repeat.
Rallies, McDonald's.
Rallies?
Yeah.
Wendy's is about to shut down. They closed like 100 restaurants across
the country.
No. Oh, yeah.
Fools.
Wendy's.
I love the Square Beyond Compare.
Square
Actually,
Beyond Compare.
Yeah, when it comes to a good burger, Wendy got it. It's a good burger. Yeah,
they're good.
That spicy chicken's pretty good, too.
But you're wrong. Okay.
So, if you're going to say that, why don't you say Sonic?
Yeah,
I like Sonic, too. Yeah, because you can get tots at Sonic. Yeah.
You can get tots at Sonic.
Okay. I don't know. I was put on the spot, though. Don't
well, that's
it.
The point of it.
Right.
Okay, no, Rick, go ahead.
Dog breeds. Go. Johnson.
Let's go Shih Tzu, Chihuahua.
You can't say that. Now I got to cut it.
Shih Tzu, Chihuahua, and Beagle.
Wow.
Boring.
Come on, Alan. You can do better than that.
What do you got?
Okay. I like a Basset Hound. I like a Golden Retriever. And I like a French Bulldog.
French Bulldog?
A Frenchie. The little Frenchie dogs. They're awesome.
Do you know that this basement of this house we're in
was
owned by a guy that raised champion French Bulldogs and won the Westminster Dog Show from in this basement.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the honest God truth. And he had a building out here in the backyard that Rick's obliterated now, but it was a dog house. It was a house for dogs.
And in this back area of the basement here, there was a dog grooming station, like with dog showers and dog tables and all sorts of dog stuff, and it was French Bulldogs. I still don't like French Bulldogs, but they were. This was a home of champion
French.
When
you would come by, that you know, like in the structure that they had them in, you'd hear them in there, and they're all like snorting,
making you wonder what's going on.
I was a little curious already.
They have sinus problems.
Okay, Johnson, throw something out at us.
All right, what are your top three? Candy bars.
Candy
bars. Candies in general.
I think you should make it specific. Candy bars, I would go with a Snicker, nice. Payday, and Three Musketeer.
None of those are right.
Okay.
Baby Ruth, Butterfinger, and a Mars bar.
Okay, I would go, I could go with the Baby Ruth. I love Baby Ruth. I shouldn't have had a Three Musketeer in there. I don't know why I even said that.
I know.
What it was pressure of the moment.
That's a pretty terrible
candy. What a loser.
See, when you start, when you're the first one, you got to throw it out there. But the guy second in line has time to think about it.
No Almond Joy?
Okay, is it my turn again? Yeah. My turn again?
Yeah.
Of course not. top three rock bands. Rick.
Rolling Stones, Beatles, and Bob Dylan.
Beatles, Pink Floyd, and...
Ouch.
Yeah, this is rough.
You're wearing it!
Yeah, I love Kiss, but I'm not putting them in my top three. Oh. Probably Nirvana.
Nirvana?
Nirvana. Nirvana. Hmm. Okay, Rick. Bob Dylan's not a band, and also he's not great.
The Who.
Okay, that's fine.
Beatles, Stones, Who.
Beatles, Stones.
That's who. Pedestrian, but pretty solid list.
Yeah, it is. It's safe.
Yeah.
They're safe.
Okay. Muscle Cars.
I'm going to go with a CUDA, a Challenger, and probably a Camaro.
I'm going to go with a Mustang, a Vette, and a Porsche.
Oh, you can't go wrong with that.
911.
Johnson. Topic.
Top. Oh, yeah. It's my actors.
Ooh. Ah. Harrison Ford. Tom Hanks. And Brad Pitt, because he's gorgeous.
Pretty solid list.
Jimmy Stewart. John Wayne. Humphrey Bogart.
Humphrey Go-Kart?
Yeah. Went all classic.
What show were they calling him? Was that the Fat Albert? They call him Bumfrey Go-Kart?
I think so.
Okay.
You're not allowed to talk about Fat Albert no more.
We just did.
I know, but...
he existed. It was a show.
Yeah, but what's his name? Bing Crosby got in a whole bunch of trouble.
Okay, yeah. Okay, just that. I'm comfortable with my Harrison Ford and my Tom Hanks. I probably could have gone with...
Bill Cosby.
No. I'm trying to think who already goes as my third one. I'll tell you that Gregory Peck, he had some really great movies.
For classic, you mean?
Yeah, for my classic guy.
Yeah, I think so,
yeah.
Too.
Okay.
Whose turn?
Whose turn? Is it my turn? Your turn?
Yeah, your turn.
My turn. Okay. Top three vegetables.
Oh, God. Okra, spinach, and eggplant.
Oh, my God. Why are you even still alive? Go ahead.
Okay. Craig. I'm going to go asparagus, baked potato.
That's not a vegetable.
Potato.
Baked potato.
Potato.
He's cooking his food already.
And he's digging them out of the ground baked.
All right. Damn it. I go asparagus, potato, and carrot.
Rhubarb. You're about to say rhubarb.
No, I want things I could eat with my steak.
Okay, I want green beans cooked with carrot with bacon. Since we can cook them now. Corn. I love corn. Like corn on the cob. That's really good. And tomatoes.
Well, how else would you get corn if it's not on the cob? Well, we're talking just vegetables. Remember, I can't bake my potato. You can't cut your kernels off the cob.
I agree.
Thanks.
Yeah, I agree with Johnson. Well,
then I'll eat it off the cob, then.
Johnson's right. You're wrong.
God. I don't mind eating it off the cob. It's delicious that way.
Okay.
All right. If you eat corn on the cob, do you prefer it like boiled in a pot, or do you want it still in the husk and cooked on a grill?
God,
or
no.
Or microwaved?
I microwave it in the husk.
You microwave it in the husk.
What?
Yeah. That's a very popular thing.
It is.
Yeah, where you been living?
Oh, I don't know. What if there's...
You know that microwaves exist, right?
I do, but how do you know... If you haven't husked it, how do you know there's not bugs in there?
You remember when microwaves first came out and we were just trying to cook everything in the microwave? Yes. Just putting everything in there.
Did you ever put an egg in there
and, oh, and let it explode?
Until it explodes? Yes.
Oh, yeah. I still do that.
I don't do that. I've never done that.
You know what, Dennis? I was just at the Apple Market yesterday, and Dennis said, all right, we're going to cook eggs in the microwave, and here's how you do it. He said you put a dab of oil on a paper plate, crack the egg into the little puddle of oil, and then put another paper plate on top of it and cook it for 1 minute. And it comes out perfect. It's like a fried egg in the microwave.
Grandpa Braden had just gotten a microwave, and I put three eggs on what I'm sure was not a microwave-safe plate back then because they didn't. That was, you know, they didn't exist. And I'm in the living room watching TV. I must have put it on for 5 minutes or something. I don't know. And I hear a boom. And then I hear another boom. And I'm like, what was that? Maybe it was. So I go in there and there's egg exploded all over the microwave.
Did you just go
so
home?
I set the plate aside. I wipe it out a little bit and I go sit down in the living room with my one egg that's not exploded. And I poke that fork into that
and
yolk
exploded.
And it exploded in my face.
Wow.
That was awful.
That's amazing.
Well, that's great.
You got to admit, though.
That's very funny.
Microwave.
Did it burn?
Was a magical thing at the time.
Do you? Okay. I'm going to find out what kind of human beings the two of you are. Okay. You've cooked something like, I don't know, baked beans or whatever in your microwave, and they've splashed all over it. Do you clean the microwave right then and there?
Can I get away with it? If I don't,
I may as well never come expect to eat again.
You don't wait until there's like a modern art collection of splashes and puddles all over the inside of it and then scrape it all off and then try to clean what's on it?
My God, how do you live, Rick?
I didn't say I do that.
We're going to look at his microwave on the way out of here.
I just asked if the two of you... Johnson, you didn't answer. Do you clean the microwave every time?
No. Do you wait until mold grows on the ceiling of your microwave?
No, Mike. Mold will never grow in there because your microwave will kill it. Yeah.
You cook it away.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's just like having pepper on your food then.
Now, if you've got like a microwave in that bridge tender's room up there.
We do.
Does it ever get clean?
Aren't we in there right now?
Does it ever get clean?
Yeah. You liar.
Huh?
Yeah, it usually gets cleaned in anger by somebody that's pissed.
What's wrong with you guys? Don't you ever clean anything?
Look at this.
Yes.
Look at this. You have to take like a knife and scrape it.
In that kind
Everything that gets cleaned in there, because that place is 24/7, you know.
Okay. Favorite pie?
Pie? Chocolate cream, apple, and cherry.
I'm going to go...
You can't go wrong with those three, Johnson.
Key lime, Dutch apple, and chocolate.
Yeah.
Just a pie shell full of chocolate?
Basically chocolate pudding, I think.
Chocolate cream pie.
Yeah.
Like we have to help him along here.
Okay. Teenage angst movies.
Teenage angst?
That's a word.
Angst.
Yeah. A-N-G-S-T.
Can't we just go with a teenage sexploitation film?
Or teenage that too.
16 Candles, American Pie, and...
You could say...
Oh, I was going to say, does Animal House count as a teenage...
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, then those are my three.
Yeah, I'm going to go Fast Times.
Oh, yeah, excellent. Why didn't I do that?
Yeah, Johnson aced you.
So he had time to think.
Man, I am gonna take apple.
Porky's.
American Pie.
Yep. Any of them.
Porky's is a good answer. Oh, Porky's is probably the answer, isn't it? Wow.
Porky's stunk. That was no good.
That's pretty good.
None of you said Breakfast Club.
Nah, that wasn't really that great.
Oh, yeah, it was. That was pretty good.
Okay. What about Dazed and Confused?
That's great.
See that movie?
Yeah.
All right. Was that Matthew McConaughey's first movie, huh?
Yeah.
And he was already balding then.
Oh.
But he seemed to have fixed that somehow.
Give us a topic, Johnson.
Top Beatles albums. I'll give you a layup here.
I'm going to go with the White Album. the Abbey Road album and Sgt. Pepper's.
I don't think I can top that.
I would probably.
Oh, wait. I'm going to back off. I'm going to go back. I think actually I would go with Rubber Soul instead of the White Album.
Compilation albums, I'd go with.
No. Okay. You don't go with greatest hits albums.
Okay, God.
You're so stupid.
Yeah, I would take White Album, Revolver, and Abbey Road.
Can I go back? Can I put Paul Newman on my list of favorite actors?
Oh, Paul Newman's pretty good.
Paul Newman, he had some great films.
Well, I think we're past that point, but yeah, man.
What are the rules on that?
Why 58?
Alan, you're up.
Okay, favorite city. U.S. city. Favorite U.S. city. Big three. Come on.
Washington, D.C., Boston, New York City.
I'm a big fan of St. Louis.
Why?
Murder capital of USA.
That's part of it. I mean,
it's they got the best cats.
Is it really a trip if you're not worried? So, yeah, I like, I'll go with STL. I'll take D.C. as well. Man, I'm not much of a state traveler. Been to Omaha.
That'll do.
Omaha's a fine town.
When you drive to the ball game for Calhoun County, do you drive just head down Broadway all the way down through St. Louis until you get to the stadium?
No.
Okay. Well, no. You just were talking about your exciting, dangerous life.
I cross PSB generally.
Greg, choose. Or is it Rick's turn?
Favorite historical historical figures.
Go Teddy Roosevelt.
Okay, your kid played Teddy Roosevelt in one of the plays we just did. I think you're prejudiced, but yeah. Go ahead.
All right. Teddy Roosevelt.
If he wants to use Teddy Roosevelt, that's his choice.
That's right. The old Rough Rider, right?
Yeah, James K. Polk, he's right up there, too.
Let's go Roosevelt, Hamilton, and...
Hamilton, just because he's in that shitty musical?
Oh, man, that is a great musical.
It is not a great musical.
No, musical. No.
Who you got so far? Lincoln. You got Teddy Roosevelt, Lincoln's... Okay. I'm going to go with Jesus.
Oh, you can't go wrong with Jesus, can you?
Moses.
Muhammad, you might as well get the big three.
And no, I think I'm going to go with Leonardo da Vinci.
I thought you were going DiCaprio.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
DiCaprio's pretty good, though.
Yeah, that's a pretty good answer.
He's usually got some hot check on his arm.
You know, DiCaprio in Django Unchained was pretty good.
Yeah. Don Johnson was pretty good, too. Jamie Foxx was tremendous. Yeah.
They had a whole bunch of famous people that are no longer popular in Hollywood. Like, they had the guy from... He was one of the...
Easy Riders.
No. He was... The southern guys who drove the red charger
Dukes of Hazzard.
Dukes of Hazzard. One of the Dukes of Hazzard's on there.
And Django Unchained.
Pat Womack. He's the sheriff in the one town.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Tom Wopat.
Tom Wopat.
And John Schneider were the name of the two.
Yeah, so it was Tom Wopat. And then
when he first kills the sheriff, he's the marshal.
Yeah. He's the one that lives.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I think
that's right.
Isn't Lee Horsley in it? And then the movie 48 Hours, the bad guy from 48 Hours that took Nick Nolte's gun and is holding Eddie Murphy hostage at the end.
Do you know?
He was also in that movie.
48 Hours was the first date Sue and I went on.
Really?
Yeah. Went to see 48 Hours in theater. And we're still married.
Good movie.
Yeah, at least the movie was good. Wow. Okay, favorite bird? Top three birds. Come on, Johnson. Top three birds.
Hey, we're going to go with the cardinal, right?
Okay. That's
nice looking bird.
Yeah. We'll go with a hummingbird.
Hummingbird, beautiful. Yeah. That's a very popular tattoo.
Yeah, I've heard that. let's go with a finch.
Finch? What about you?
Ah, peacock.
Peacock,
damn,
yeah.
I want to swap out finch.
Blue jay.
Blue jay's pretty.
Toucan.
Whatever happened to the bald eagle, boys?
Only when it's ripping your skin off you.
Yeah. Peeling the skin back to show the American flag.
Yeah.
Like an owl, you know, like a barred owl or you know, great horned owl. Those are pretty spooky, scary.
The best mythical creatures?
Let's go with pieasaw bird.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Ah, mm-hmm. Good local choice.
Mm-hmm. Bigfoot. And
no, I said mythical.
Nessie.
Okay, I like Sasquatch. That's good, or Yeti, or whatever you want to call it. A dragon, flaming dragon. That was from Tropic Thunder. Okay, so what have I got so far? I got getting.
You said Yeti. And a flaming dragon.
Yeti and a dragon and, well, a panda bear.
That's not a mythical creature.
What he meant to say was leprechaun.
Oh.
Okay, are leprechauns good or evil?
Yes.
Okay.
Depends on your wishes, I bet.
Oh, a genie. I could have gone with a genie. I could have gone
like
with
Barbara
a,
Eden?
A gremlin. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, yeah.
Okay, everybody's deranged.
That's right. Okay, I just, all I want is just the genie.
I don't need the witches.
Favorite Christmas song?
Who's the woman that sang on David Letterman's show every year? Sang, what is it? Baby, Don't Come Home for Christmas? Darlene Love, that Christmas song that she sings.
Yeah. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I do not.
Every year at Christmas for like 20 years, this Darlene Love came on and sang Baby Come Home for Christmas. Every year. Great song.
I don't know who Darlene Love is, and I don't know the song that you're talking about. And you're talking... I did say top three, not bottom three, right?
I said top. Okay. Every year, that's the song I want to hear. And Mariah Carey. What's the one Mariah Carey sings where she hits a real high note? No, I like that one, too. And White Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah, I would go with That Spirit of Christmas by Ray Charles. One Clark Griswold listens to in the attic.
Oh, yeah, when they drop the... Yeah, what a tremendous... When she pulls the hatch and drops him down on top of her.
Oh, yeah. I'd go with that. White Christmas. And... well, I don't know. I guess I'm out.
That's
Jingle your, Bells. So,
Jingle
But I like
bells.
Bing's White Christmas.
I like that Eagles Christmas. Please Come Home for Christmas. I like Paul McCartney's Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas.
Oh, that's a terrible Christmas song. It's one of the worst Christmas songs ever written.
And I like just Same Old Anxiety. Okay, can I? That's a holiday song. I'm going to go that way.
It's a Christmas. Doesn't have nothing to do with Christmas. Okay.
Well, I mean, it was in It's Wonderful Life at Christmas time, so that makes it Christmas to me.
Well, you're just wrong. This comes from the guy that, whose favorite actor of all time is the bridge tender, and It's a Wonderful Life.
I didn't say he was my favorite actor. He's my favorite bridge tender in a movie. There's a big difference there.
All right, cigarettes.
Oh, I love them all.
Alan, you go first on this one.
Okay.
What was your go-to brand, first off?
Salem Lights.
Huh?
Salem Lights.
Salem Lights?
I smoked Salem Lights!
You a woman? Go ahead.
Well, it's been 40 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to hit the same wheelhouse here then,
like. And you were in grade school.
I was in grade school, but when I was in grade school, Marlboros. I was like, if you're going to go all the way, smoke a Marlboro.
Camel with no filters. Yeah, that was Uncle Al smoked camels with no filters.
All his life.
Till it killed him.
Well, Craig?
man.
Favorite smoke.
All right, so I liked Camel Crush Silvers. And it had this, and it was a menthol, and it had a little crystal thing in the filter, and you'd
like
smash
crystal
it,
meth?
You'd get extra menthol out of it.
Wow!
Yeah, and I smoked Salem Lights, and I also smoked Marlboro Smooths, and it was also a menthol, but it was almost like a, you know that chocolate mint that you get?
Chocolate cigarettes?
The mint and chocolate mixture, it almost, they almost
you
tasted
like
that.
You were really going out there, weren't you?
You were a connoisseur of your cigarettes back in the day.
Military. Military life.
Nah.
I was
at Rankin, and you got a smoke break in between classes.
Oh, okay.
And I went to bum a cigarette off a guy, and he's like,
try this.
He goes, they're menthols. And I go, nah, man, not for me. And I went and got one. And then later on, he was like, hey, you know the reason I smoke menthols? I'm like, no. And he's like, remember how you went to get one from me, and I said it's menthol, and you went away? And I'm like, yeah. And he goes, that's the reason. And
nobody bums cigarettes from you.
Right, right.
Okay, I got a question for you. You went to Calhoun High, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Alan, you and I went to Jerseyville High School. Yeah. Back in the day, Jerseyville High School would let the kids go out in the yard and smoke.
Yeah.
And they're in a big tree, the smoking tree.
Yeah, the smoking tree, or you had the pit.
Yeah.
That area right in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my question is, where did the Calhoun kids go to smoke?
You were not allowed to smoke on campus. It was not allowed.
Okay, really? That wasn't my question, though, was it? Where'd you go to smoke?
Locker room.
I did not smoke.
Bathrooms.
I did not smoke on campus.
We would go to the
Barefoot, which is now the old Barefoot lot. But
yeah, but they wouldn't let you off campus at noontime, would they?
No. So you would wait until 3 minutes before the bell would ring, and you'd sit down there and smoke until it was time to go to school, and then all of the smokers would fly across that road and park and run into the school real quick.
Now, we had a few brave souls that in the welding shop, they always had those vents, those real strong vents to suck all the fumes out. They'd smoke underneath of those and hope they didn't get caught.
We had a teacher that smoked, and I believe he went to the janitor's closet that had
the teacher's lounge. You could smoke.
Oh my God. Back in the day, teacher's lounge was
the teachers during the day run
this
down.
It was so much smoke you couldn't walk into it.
Oh my God. It was disturbing.
And they all
and
just,
they were smoking menthol.
And they just sat in there and bitched about the students for right. half an hour, right?
Right. Those Ringhausen boys are trouble. They make me want to smoke.
Nothing good's going to come of that.
Oh, my God. We've gone over.
No. Did we go over by five?
Not completely.
Well, you better keep going.
What did we say bad this time?
I don't know. I don't know why we're getting punished.
Punished? All right. One more.
You're sensitive.
One more. Colleges or universities?
Oh, okay.
And you only went to one or none.
Yeah. Well, I actually went to three different colleges.
Okay.
I went to
Lewis. But you're not going to list any of them, are you?
No. But I went to three different ones. I would have to say Harvard, Yale, and American.
No, not necessarily.
I'm still going to say Harvard, Yale. Why would I travel overseas to go to some limey college? You might want to cut that. Okay, Harvard, Princeton, and Yale.
Johnson.
MIT.
MIT is a good choice. You know, Suzanne said that when she was in college, she went to an all-girls school in Boston, that the guys from MIT would send a bus over to that school, and they'd have MIT parties because none of them were, they were all geeks, couldn't get girls. So they would let the girls from this girls' college come there, and they'd provide all the food and drink and stuff. And the girls would all go because they knew that they weren't in any danger from the guys at MIT.
Huh. That was good thinking.
And you'd just drink on them all night for free and then go home. It worked out great, she says.
Why wouldn't they, if the guys from MIT were so smart, why wouldn't they send the bus to the strip joint down the street and bring those girls back?
Well, I guess they weren't that smart.
Okay.
All right. Now I have to cut that piece out.
All right.
I guess it's that time. Okay. Your favorite children. See you later for Rick Gator.
Crocodile.
And Alligator.
This has been the Ringhausen Brothers Need a cannoli. Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour. The Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour has been brought to you by Uncle Den's Roasters. Tastes just like chicken, but it's not. And by Cannoli's Canine Cough Drops. If your dog or announcer is coughing, he get him a cannoli. No portion of today's broadcast may be reproduced without the express written consent of the North American Alligator Wrestling Association. And with that legal business in hand, see you later from Rick Gator Alligator and Craigadile. This has been a Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Network production, except no substitutes. You know, aren't any.